Amen. Let's give our beautiful worship team a great hand of praise. Come on, somebody. For they have done an awesome job in leading us into the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, without further ado, let's get into tonight's message. Amen. I thank God for this great opportunity to share this evening. Amen. Once again, I want to thank those out there that's tuned in via Facebook Live for joining us here tonight. We thank you. We pray that you be blessed this evening. Amen. With that said, can you turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 7? And I also want to make mention for those that's tuned in tonight to have your Bibles and notebooks there. And, you know, take notes and let's pay attention and take this time to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Amen. If you're taking notes, I tell this message, a time to build a solid foundation with understanding. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, for the sake of time, I'm going to read. Amen. The Bible reads, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Amen. This is Jesus speaking. The Bible continues to read, though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. Verse 26 reads, but anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. And once again, I thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to share your word this evening, Lord God, and just pray that you speak to me this evening, that your word land on good fertile ground and give us a greater understanding in this area of building a solid foundation in you. We give you all the praise, honor, and glories in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this portion of scripture, like we just read, is talking about building a solid foundation in life. Amen. How many of us want to build a solid foundation with Jesus Christ? Amen. And if we don't believe it or not, God has created us to build within our life. Amen. Whether we build for the kingdom of God or for the kingdom of darkness, no matter which way we choose to go, we are called to be builders. Amen. Now, in this portion of scripture talks about two types of builders, a foolish and a wise builder. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the foolish builder no more. Amen. I want to be wise in what I do with my limited time on earth. Amen. When Jesus is speaking about building a foundation, he's speaking about not only our life here on earth, but eternal life in heaven as well. Amen. We have a beginning and end within our life here on earth. Amen. And before we die, we have an in-between, the present time that we're living in. Amen. And we have to make decisions every day on which way we want to go. If we want to build our lives according to God's word, or if we want to do it our way. Amen. It's up to us to choose. Amen. When the storms of life comes our way, you know, we could choose to either stand firm or be swept away by the storms of life. Amen. And we all know storms in life are going to take place in many different forms. You know, death in the family, lack of finances, amen. Spouse issues, issues with families, amen. And these storms are going to come, but it's up to us to make the right decision to continue to follow God or go the other way, amen. Our obedience to God's word will determine our reaction to the things that comes upon our life, amen. And that also is going to determine where we spend our eternal life as well, amen. I want to break down the wise and the foolish builder. Amen. Starting with the wise builder. This person that's a wise builder is one that has a personal relationship with God. Amen. This person that's a wise builder is a person that obeys the word of God. Amen. And they also isn't easily moved by the storms of life. And this person also bears much fruit in their life as well. Amen. We call to bear much fruit, the Bible says. Amen. And this person that chooses to build is a person that will receive their final destination in heaven. Amen. Now let's talk about the foolish builder. This person doesn't have a personal relationship with God. Amen. Because the Bible said those that love us will obey God's word. Amen. And this person disobeyed God's word. And this one is easily moved by the storms of life. When things take place, instead of them staying rooted in the things of God, they easily moved and just persuaded to go back to the things of the world. Amen. This person also bears no fruit in their life. And the final destination for this person is eternal life in hell. Amen. I have a question here tonight. And my question is, what type of builder are you? Are you a wise builder or are you a foolish builder? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go back and reread chapter 7, verse 24 to 27 to open the scripture. And I'm going to pull some from this portion of scripture. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rains come in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it, in other words, put it to daily practice, is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against their house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Amen. And I believe in order for us to be those wise builders, we have to have an understanding of God's word. Amen. Type amen right there where you at if you agree. Amen. I looked up the word understanding in the dictionary. The word understanding means apprehension, comprehension, discernment, appreciate, know and realize. Amen. I have a point here. And it says, a wise builder has an understanding of God's word. This understanding keeps the wise builder from building foolishly. Amen. And vice versa, that foolish builder doesn't have an understanding of God's word. Amen. So in other words, when we have an understanding of God's word, we are able to discern the things that take place within our lives. Amen. For example, like this virus that's taking place, you know, a lot of people have been bummed out by what's taking place. You know, we've been shut down and a lot of things has changed within this world because of this virus. But for myself, I've been still on the move with God. Amen. My faith still in God. God is meeting my needs. I've been healthy throughout the whole entire virus. And it's because I have a basic understanding of God's word. Amen. I know that my God is in control and I'm able to stand firm when things take place in my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Obedience and disobedience are two responses that we have that will determine the foundation that we build on in this life. Amen. Our obedience to the word of God is equivalent to the way a new building is built. You know, you may a school or a restaurant or a house, the way that is built. Amen. What the building foundation is, excuse me, when building a new house, when the construction company is called to build a new house or, like I said, a new building, amen, the owner is expecting the one who's building it to build something that lasts for a lifetime. Amen. And that's the same with us as well. When God saved us, he saved us with a purpose. He saved us to be his end time builders in this world. Amen. And he's expecting us to build lives that will last for all eternity. Amen. So as people, we are created to build in this world for God. You know, we got to ask ourselves this question every day, who are we building it for? Amen. And our decisions that we make, it will show that we either build it for God or we build it for Satan. Amen. I have another point here. It says, who we choose to build for will determine where we will spend our eternal life at, either being raptured into heaven one day or taking a great fall into hell, like the scripture says. Amen. As I get ready to bring it to a close this evening. Amen. I want to re-ask this question that I asked before. Who are we building for? Amen. I may not be able to see you that's tuned in via Facebook Live, amen. And I may not know who you're building for, but you know who you're building for, amen. Now, if you answer is Satan, amen, God is going to extend his mercy upon your life tonight. Amen. We're going to give you an opportunity to make a decision to turn around and allow God to be the one that you are building for. Amen. Amen. I have a closing question. It says here, what's keeping us from building our lives for Jesus Christ? Amen. For some of us, we may be struggling with a certain type of sin, or we may be in a wrong relationship that's keeping us from serving God fully with all our lives. Amen. It may be a job that's keeping us from fully being committed to God, or it may be doubt or disbelief. Amen. And I truly believe in my heart that There are some of us that are just one small step away from getting that breakthrough that we need to become a person that builds wise unto the foundation of God. Amen. I know for myself, I'm grateful where I'm at and this season that I'm in. I know that I'm building on the kingdom of God, on the right foundation. Amen. And God wants that for all of us tonight. Amen. As I call up the worship team, amen. A short message tonight, amen. Just want us to have an understanding of who we truly live in our lives for. We're living in the end times world, people, and it's time to get serious with the things of God. You know, very soon we're going to be reopening the church, and I'm believing for a great harvest to come into the church, into the kingdom of God, and God needs people to be in position to lead people, disciple people, and work with people that God could use for his end time army. Amen. So right there where you at, if you're in your living room or if you're in your bedroom, I want to ask you to stand to your feet and make wherever you at right now your altar. Amen. As we get ready to make an altar call this evening. Amen. If you are a person that's out there tonight and you that person that says that you are one step away from becoming a wise builder, want to open up the altar tonight. Amen. The Bible says tomorrow's not promised to none of us. Let's not take our limited time here on earth for granted any longer. Amen. I'm grateful that I'm in the house of God this evening, saved and set free and being used by God. Because I know my final destination is heaven. And I got to make that decision every day to continue to build on this solid foundation. Amen. So if you're a person that says, you know what? I want to build my life on the right foundation. We're going to open up the altars in your house or wherever you find yourself this evening. Just want to encourage you to take this time to cry out to God and ask him for his help to lead you and guide you into building in the right way. Amen. So that the worship team can play wherever God has put it on their heart to play. And let's open up our hearts to the Lord and let's cry out unto him this evening. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, we are ready and willing, Lord God, to serve in your end time kingdom, Lord God, to serve in this end time world, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, I want to lift up every listener that's tuned in tonight, Lord God. And for those that's tuned in tonight, Lord God, that's not building on that solid foundation of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, I pray that you help them, Lord God, to make whatever adjustments they need to become a builder, Lord God, that's a wise builder in this end time world. Yes, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord God, touch the hearts of every man and woman and young person that's tuned in tonight, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord God, use us, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, pour out your anointing upon your people. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Spirit of Lord, I pray, here I am. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Bring that conviction to every house that's represented tonight, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord God, bring your anointing upon every hurt, every house, every man, every woman that's represented here tonight, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, pray, my God, every person that's tuned in tonight, Lord God, that their heart be changed tonight, that you be in control of their household, Lord God, that they belong to you, Lord God, that they become wise builders, that build on the solid foundation. When the storms of light come, Lord God, they be able to stand, Lord God, and stand some more, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want to make a salvation call tonight. It's very important that we give our life to the Lord. If you out there that's listening tonight and you want to either give your life or rededicate your life to the Lord, I just want you to repeat after me this evening. Say, Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to give my life unto you, Lord God. Help me to become a wise builder. Enter my heart as my personal Lord and Savior of my life. I truly believe that you died on the cross for my sins. And I also believe that you rose from the grave on the third day. Jesus, thank you for becoming my Savior of my life. Hallelujah. Right there where you at, I want to just pray for you tonight. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. And I thank you for every soul that's out there tonight who gave their life to you, Lord God. I just pray that you help them to be a wise builder, Lord God, to build wisely no matter what's taking place in their life, Lord God. We pray for the word that you seal it within our hearts, Lord God. And we just thank you once again, Lord God, for all that you do, my God. We be careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glories. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the family of God says, amen. Right there where you at, my friend, give Jesus Christ a radical hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. And for those who said that prayer, congratulations. And we welcome you to the family of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight, before we close out, just want to mentioned for Sunday morning our rooftop celebration service to invite someone out to come join us for a powerful time. Amen. And come dressed, come prayed up and ready to hear from the word of God. Hear the word of God. Amen. Once again, we thank you on behalf of our senior pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene. And on behalf of Jesus Christ, we thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We thank you. We love you. We pray that you have a blessed evening. God bless you this evening.